This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
What is good, world? You have tuned in to another episode of The Double Edge Factor. I am your host, Rob Manuel, and peace and blessings unto you. Before we get going, be sure to like, follow, and hit that subscribe button to never miss another episode. Or you can find The Double Edge Factor on linktree.com, where you will have access to all of our social media outlets. Today, I want to touch on the profound difference between approaching our commitments with gratitude versus approaching them with an attitude. You know what I mean. The eye rolling, the heavy sigh, the I guess I got to do this energy that we sometimes bring to our responsibilities. Let me share a personal story that really brought this home for me. Years ago, I would volunteer at a local food bank. It was something that I did like once a month. Usually I'm there early, much earlier than I needed to be, sorting donations, preparing packages, things of that nature, right? But on this particular day, I was really exhausted. I had a long day at work. Let's just say I was less than enthusiastic about going. It was raining, I was tired, and my bed was calling me. And I caught myself thinking, dang, I have to go and do this. And then it hit me. The word have. When did this commitment transform into something from something I get to do into something I have to do? Because here's the truth. I get to be healthy enough to wake up early. I get to have a car or truck that could drive me there. I get to have the time and resources to help others. I get to be a part of making someone's day better. This reminds me of a powerful verse, Colossians 3:23. It says, whatever you do, work it at all with your heart as working for the Lord. This verse isn't about religious work. It's about the spirit we bring to everything that we do. I want you to think about your job for a minute. How many people are out there wishing they had the position you sometimes complain about? Or consider your family obligations. Maybe you're caring for aging parents. And yes, that can be challenging, but what a privilege it is to still have your parents here with you, to be able to repay even a fraction of the care that they once gave you. Let me share another story with you. There's this woman I know. We're just going to call her Sarah. Sarah's this cello teacher. She's been teaching for like 20 or 30 years. Recently, she told me about a student who was really struggling with a difficult piece. Instead of getting frustrated, Sarah showed me how grateful she was to have the opportunity to help this student overcome that challenge. Every struggle, she said, is a chance to somehow show them that they're more capable of what they can possibly imagine. She says, sometimes I don't have to teach. She just gets to witness the breakthrough moments that change their lives within a moment's notice. So Sarah's perspective transformed what many would be or see as a frustrating situation into an opportunity for gratitude. And here's what's fascinating about gratitude. It's not just a feeling. It's a practice. It's a choice that we make moment by moment. And we will be right back.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Back. Today's show is brought to you by Polished Custom Builders, where they specialize in building your dream into a reality through custom home building, renovations, and interior design. Check them out at PolishedCustomBuilders.com, where the most beautiful house in the world is the one that you build yourself. And we are back. Now, let's dig into relationships a little bit. We often treat our relationships like items on a checklist, don't we? I have to call my mom. I have to meet up with that friend for coffee. I have to attend another birthday party. But let's really think about these, what these commitments really mean. That weekly call with your mom is not just an obligation. It's the chance to strengthen a bond that's irreplaceable. Maybe thinking, but she always talking about the same stuff, right? Well, what if we shifted that thought into, I get to hear my mom's voice, sharing her life and create memories that I'll treasure for a long time after she's gone. Or think about that friend who always seems to need your advice. Instead of seeing it as a drain on your energy, what if you viewed it as a testament to the safe place that she has or he has to create in their own life? See, you're not just listening to their problems. You're being trusted with someone's inner world, their vulnerabilities and their hopes and their fears. And that's pretty sacred ground. And those social gatherings that sometimes feel like obligations, they're really opportunities to weave the fabric of our community, to be present for life celebrations, to create shared experiences that build lasting bonds. Every birthday party that you attend is a chance to celebrate another year of someone's life journey. Every dinner invitation is an opportunity to deepen connections, share laughter, and create memories that become those stories that we tell years and years later. I recently heard from a friend who had lost her entire friend group after they fell out. She said, I used to complain about all those group texts and the endless birthday celebrations. Now she would give anything to be included in those messages again. Just to have those people who wanted to share their lives with her, you know, it really brings things into perspective. Let's talk about romantic relationships for a little bit. How often do we treat our partner's needs or desires as inconveniences rather than opportunities to show love? That request to watch their favorite show together, even though it's not your flavor, that's an opportunity to share something, you know, with them is something that they really love. That commitment to date night, even when you're tired, that's a chance to nurture the connection that makes your life just a little bit richer. The commitments themselves don't change. What changes is how we carry them. And this is really not about toxic positivity or denying that some commitments are genuinely challenging. It's about recognizing that even in the challenge, there's often a hidden gift. Here's a practical exercise that you can try. Every morning, take your to-do list and rewrite every have to with get to. Try it. I have to prepare my presentation becomes I get to share my ideas with others. I have to cook dinner becomes I get to provide nourishment for myself and my family. It sounds simple, but it may even be a little cheesy, but it's remarkable how that small shift in language can create a massive shift in energy. And you know what? The gratitude-based approach doesn't just make our commitments more bearable. It makes us better at fulfilling them. When we approach something with gratitude, we bring our full selves to it. We're more present, more creative, and more effective. The task itself might not change, but our experience of it transforms completely. I've noticed people that who consistently approach their commitments with gratitude, and they tend to have something in common. They're more resilient. When obstacles arise, they're better equipped to handle them because they're already operating from a place of abundance rather than scarcity. So here's my challenge to you. This week, catch yourself when you're slipping into that attitude mindset. Notice when you're treating your commitments like burdens rather than opportunities. Then pause, take a breath, and ask yourself, what's the gift in this commitment? What do I get to do here? Remember, gratitude isn't about ignoring the difficult parts of those commitments. It's about choosing to also see the privilege within them. It's about recognizing that many of the things we complain about are actually answers to the prayers that we once prayed. So let's commit to being people who bring gratitude, not just attitude, to our commitments, because when we do, we don't just change our experiences. We change the experience of everyone around us. Until next time, remember, grateful always beats grumpy. This is Rob Manuel with the Double Edge Factor, and it would mean the world to me if you would just share this episode with just one person. And hey, let's be more than podcast friends. Hit that subscribe button and never miss another episode. Or you can find the Double Edge Factor on linktree.com, where you can join that email list and have access to all of our social media outlets. I'll leave you with this, my friends. Be intentional with your words, thoughts, and actions, and always find a way to be a blessing to someone else today.